Next question we're going to do together is King, first name, last name K-I-N-G, first name Chanda, C-H-A-N-D-A, Chanda. Chanda King is, let's see. This is a 51-year-old woman being recertified for hospice at this time with muscular dystrophy. Patient is bedbound totally, has a complete and total ADL dependency. Her husband lives with her and is her caregiver, and so is her disabled father, period. Patient has suctioning in hand at all times because of increased secretions. Patient has a PEC tube which has been malfunctioning and required replacement this past month, period. She wears oxygen at all times because she's short of breath. She's not able to take any medication or food by mouth because of high risk of aspiration. She requires position changes every 2 hours because of history of protein and calorie malnutrition and high risk of developing bed sores. She's ADL, is dependent, and is incontinent, as I mentioned, period. She has a KPS score of 40%. She's no longer able to get out of bed. She's totally bedbound and sleeping about 14 to 16 hours a day at this time, period. During the last, or since the last visit, our patient has been has had difficulty speaking because of shortness of breath. And having trouble catching her breath, period. One second. Given patient's current status, she definitely is hospice appropriate, expected to live less than 6 months, period. Let me see what else I can put in there. One second. Let me get to her. Let's see. Hang on, let me put you on hold for a minute. Speaking to her husband, he states that at night she gets quite short of breath and he has to increase the oxygen to 6 liters. She has severe weight loss. In his estimation, she's lost 4.5 to 5 pounds since the last evaluation period. Patient also has been much weaker since she had she was hospitalized with COVID-19 infection, pneumonia, and had MRSA infection at the same time period. Patient has pressure ulcers on both ears that are being treated and with very little risk of very little risk of healing because of her progeny calorie malnutrition. Overall, patient's condition is grave and expected to do poorly. Hence, will be recertified for hospice at this time. Thank you.